Hi there. Welcome to Barah Ministries, a Christian church based in Mesa, Arizona. My name is Pastor Rory Clark. A special greeting to our international audience, those of you who are tuning in to us all over the world and the four corners of the globe. Grace to you and peace from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Well, there are many ways to learn about God, and one of the ways is through songs, which do a great job of communicating the truth of the Word of God. What they also do is they do a good job of letting us feel God, to elicit our emotion as it relates to God. And here at Barah Ministries, we are blessed to have one of the best songwriters, one of the best singers, and one of the best music producers, all wrapped up in a single package. Her name is June Murphy, and her songs are amazing at communicating truth. Today, you'll hear a song from June's third album, the Calling You to Freedom album, and today's song is called Take My Hand. Take My Hand. Well, a couple of my favorite Bible verses are in 1 Peter chapter 5, verses 6 and 7. They say, "Therefore, humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God, that he might promote you at the proper time, slamming all your cares on his back, because he cares for you." Now, I like those verses for two reasons. First of all, because he cares for you is a Greek idiom. An idiom is an expression that does not really translate easily into another language, in this case, English. He cares for you is the best the translators thought they could do with the ending of 1 Peter 5, 7. And what it means in the Greek of the New Testament is that God considers your problems to be his responsibility. He cares for you means that God considers your problems to be his responsibility. Now, I just love that, and I want to thank the Lord for that. Now, the other reason that I like these two verses is because God has given body parts to help us understand his attitude toward us. He wants to hold our hands, and as believers in Christ, we are encouraged to sit comfortably in the mighty hand of God. Well, here's June Murphy to sing a song that tells us all about God reaching out his hand to us from God's perspective, and the song is called Take My Hand.
Listen up, beloved children. Hear what the Spirit has to say. The Christian way of living, the Zoe life, is led by having faith. You're filled with the Holy Spirit. Walk in good works divine. Know that you've been forgiven as you redeem the time.
In Isaiah chapter 41, verse 10, the Lord says to Israel, and he says to all of his believers, "Do not fear, for I am with you. Do not anxiously look about you, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. Surely I will help you. Surely I will uphold you with my righteous right hand." God is always asking us to take his hand, and we do well to listen to him. He strengthens us. He helps us. He upholds us. Thank you, June, for letting us know God's perspective in this matter. Thank you, Lord, for your all-powerful hand. Psalm 95:1, "Oh, come, let us sing for joy to the Lord. Let us shout joyfully to the rock of our salvation." We dedicate the closing moments of our lesson today to anyone watching or to anyone listening anywhere in the globe who no longer wants to live under the slavery and the rulership of God's enemy, Satan. To anyone who does not have a relationship with the one and only God, the God who loves you unconditionally, the faithful one, the one who forgives all your sins, the one who wants to make you his possession, the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Acts chapter 2, verse 21 says, "And it shall be that everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved." Right now, you can call on the name of the Lord by telling God the Father that you believe in his Son, and that's the moment of eternal life for you. Believing in the Lord Jesus Christ is the best and most important decision that you can make in your lifetime. A simple five-word request gets you to heaven. "Father, I believe in Christ." For a thief being crucified next to Jesus, it was a nine-word request. Luke chapter 23, verses 42 and 43 say this, "And the repentant thief was saying, 'Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom.'" Nine magic words, "Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom." And Jesus said to the thief, "Truly I say to you, today you will be with me in paradise." Let today be the day that you stop putting off the best decision of your life. Let today be the day that you stop intellectualizing about God and simply accept the free offer. You know, in this world, the words are earn it, deserve it, prove it. In God's plan, it's simply accept it. Just accept the free gift. You won't ever regret believing in the Lord Jesus Christ and counting on him to accomplish your salvation for you. Believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and you will be saved, because you can't earn or deserve salvation, and you can't prove anything to him. Simply accept the free gift. Then after you accept the free gift, get to know him, grow by means of grace in the knowledge of your Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. In John chapter 3, verse 36, it says this, "He who believes in the Son has the Zoe life that June talked about." That's the eternal life, the resurrection life. It's the Greek word Zoe. Right at that moment. "But he who does not obey the command to believe in the Son will not see the resurrection life. Instead, the wrath of God, the lake of fire, abides on him." And you do not want to be separated from God for all eternity. So come on out of slavery to Satan and into the freedom of being a bondservant to God, living the resurrection life. Well, if you like these short lessons, visit our website at barahministries.com. That's B-A-R-A-H ministries.com. We have two different one-hour lessons per week to edify your spiritual life, and you can hear all of June's music there. Keep on singing. I'm Pastor Rory Clark.